For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt. A Warren County teacher is using shelter animals to help immigrant students learn to read English. This buddy system is helping students grow in other ways, too. Lisa Autry has the story.
Kathy Romer Garrison is an English as a second language instructor at Moss Middle School in Warren County. She's always looking for innovative ways to teach.
I came across something that I'd seen about children reading to shelter animals, and that the research showed that it was very successful in improving reading fluency and building self-esteem.
She took the idea to Principal David Knoll, who admits he was skeptical at first.
How's that going to improve what we're doing? And the more I listened, the more I realized she was going after the heart of the reader, and that's just developing the love to read.
And so it began, an initiative called Paw Pals, Literacy with Love. Every Wednesday, Romer Garrison visits the Bowling Green Warren County Humane Society with a group of ELL students, or English language learners. Most are from war-torn countries, but those memories fade, at least here.
Oh, you're going to get a puppy! It's awesome! Yeah.
On this visit, a shelter employee brings out 8-week-old long-haired chihuahuas.
Oh. They were so sweet, I know.
Seventh graders Graciela Ventura of El Salvador and So May and Bue Ba, both of Thailand, sit in a circle, each holding a puppy and a book.
He's a baby, so you have to be very, very gentle. We know what gentle means, right? Mm-hmm. Very soft. Okay, I need you to get your books.
Great. It took little while Willie and horse to catch. On boy, did they?
The puppies aren't exactly a captive audience, but the kids don't seem to mind. The puppies wiggle themselves free from their reader's arms to wrestle on the floor and tug at shoelaces. In another room, students Boon Mi and Lin Ong, both of Thailand, meet a large, timid Doberman.
She's senior. She's old, so I'm sure she's very... They would put one in here that wasn't very, very friendly. Come here, baby. Come here, lay down. We have to gain their trust just like I have to gain your trust when you all come from a different country.
Teacher Kathy Romer Garrison says after the first week of visiting the shelter, students' test scores rose, as did their self-esteem.
One of the teachers in the hallway came to me this morning and said, I have to tell you, one of our kids that's here spoke to her first in the hallway and looked her in the eye, which typically a lot of our kids, because they're so afraid of mispronouncing a word or being critiqued, they'll either turn their head away or they'll look down instead of making eye contact and speaking to an adult, and we've seen improvement in that already as well.
Shelter director Lori Hare calls the partnership a win-win. While the students are improving their literacy skills, the animals are getting the affection they need.
Any type of socialization makes shelter animals more adoptable. When they're surrendered or get picked up as strays, being in a shelter, a lot of times they, you know, if they don't get one-on-one attention or volunteer attention, they can kind of disconnect with people. So keeping them social, keeping them very hands-on, it helps get them adopted.
Student Graciela Ventura now looks forward to Wednesdays.
We can learn more about them and practice our speaking. And we can read for them so they can be happy.
For animal lover and teacher Kathy Romer Garrison, the program combines her two passions.
Animal shelters are my passion, and teaching is my passion. So to bring the two of them together is an amazing opportunity.
Talks are underway to possibly expand the program district-wide. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.